Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We have a full house today. First of all, we have special guest Larry Bassinet. Larry is executive director of research at ASI. Larry, what are you going to talk to us about today?
Good morning, Melinda. I'm going to be talking about the results of a new study that we've just put on ASI Central about gift cards in our industry.
All right. Well, we will be awaiting that with bated breath. Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is here. Joe?
Don't do that, Michelle. I did this.
Joe, you're going to show us some
still toolish
favorite things today.
I do. They look like salt and pepper shavers, but they're not.
Shavers?
Shakers.
Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor magazine, is here. Andy, you just wrapped up another issue of Counselor. What's the cover story?
It's on how to succeed with social media. Very timely.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that at the beginning of May. Correct.
That is the May issue.
All right.
I normally don't know what month it is, but it is the May issue.
Kathy Houston, you just wrapped up a cover story for Advantages magazine, the compensation study. Give us a little sneak peek. How much is the average distributor sales rep taking home, or how much did they take home last year, which is going to be different than this year, I believe?
$76,000.
All right.
Woohoo!
It's only going up from there.
Yeah, and they all expect a big increase this year.
Hopefully they won't be disappointed.
Just like me.
Warning.
Michelle Bell, editor of Supply Global Resources, is here. You are wrapping up your May issue, too. What's the cover story?
Actually, my cover story is the topic that we're talking about today, how to maximize your pricing for profits.
All right. Well, we're going to take calls for that in just a few minutes. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. Ask us any questions about setting prices or making money. And we've got answers for you this morning. Craig Veltri is manning the tech booth with providing some lovely sound effects for us this morning. And Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls. Once again, that number is 215-953-4979. Call us and tell us what's on your mind. And Joe, what will we give you if you call in today on the show?
Anything in Larry Bassinet's top desk drawer.
Wow.
And that could be.
Actually, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card.
All right. That sounds better.
Because the other thing scares us.
Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's show.
Kathy, you have 7 radical principles to transform your business. Is that
or
correct?
Three.
Or 3. You're going to give us 3 and you're going to post the rest.
Yeah.
Very good. We have an update on the CPSC database. Andy, can you say that?
Easy for you.
CPSC database.
It's actually not that hard.
How do you handle online customer complaints? Well, anyone who knows about complaints, that would be Michelle. She will be giving us that story. I have a look at some wacky promotions going on out there. We have our favorite things, naturally. And if you sign up for cable, you get a free gun. So I think Michelle's going to be signing up for cable to get the free gun, or at least she's going to tell us.
Wow.
Sponsored by the NRA.
KMN, I don't know. We have a lot more on tap if we get a chance to. I want to get something off my chest, but we'll start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with legislative news. The U.S. Senate voted last week to repeal new 1099 tax reporting rules that were slated to go into effect next year. The new rules, widely criticized for overburdening small businesses, would have severely increased tax reporting paperwork. The House and Senate have both passed the repeal measures, and President Obama is expected to sign the bill into law soon. Supplier Personnel News Now, Counselor Power 50 member Charlie Johnson, Executive Vice President of Snugs USA, is no longer with the company. CEO Brandon McKay says Johnson is going to focus his full-time energy in the nonprofit world. Economic News Now, distributors like many businesses are facing fast-rising gas prices. Average cost of a gallon of self-serve regular reached a high of $3.77 yesterday, and 68% of professionals in the ad specialty industry are changing their business travel plans this year as a result of those high gas prices. Check out Promogram today for a full report. Distributor News Now, New York-based ePromos Promotional Products has announced an expansion into St. Cloud, Minnesota. The company is currently hiring for 18 positions in the new office, which is set to open in early May. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, you have a little of everything, don't you, there?
I do. It's very eclectic. But what I like about one of the products is it's an iPad cover, and it includes a Bluetooth keyboard. A lot of people don't like the iPad because it doesn't have a keyboard function, so this gives you protection for
That's
your iPad
cool.
and a real keyboard.
Love it.
And some other cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Always cool stuff on the Joe Show.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. And we are going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, Larry Bassinet is going to regale us with gift card study news.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
And we're back with ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. So Larry Bassinet, our Executive Director of Research, is here. And Larry, you recently conducted a gift card study.
Absolutely.
Tell us more about it.
What we tried to do is we contacted suppliers of gift cards, and there were some of our members, and there were some that we got from other lists as well. Anybody that had a gift card that could be resold, we contacted for our survey. And really what we were trying to find out was their perceptions of how the market is doing, and then the channel itself, what they thought distributors thought about the products that they offered.
So what do distributors think? What do they think distributors think?
What they think is that distributors feel that gift cards are less profitable than other types of promotional products. The vast majority said that they're less profitable.
But yeah, we've heard that in the marketplace. Distributors think they can't make a lot of money from
absolutely. Them. And they also think that's not changing. It's very stagnant. Most of them are also saying that perception isn't changing. But remarkably, a lot of them aren't doing anything to change that either, or coming up with other ways to make the cards more profitable.
So now, is their perception reality, or can you make money on gift cards?
Well, I think you can probably make money with gift cards. And what's odd about it is that the margins vary so much. We know that with ad specialties, by and large, the margins are 34%. We see that every year in our state of the industry. But with gift cards, it's dicey because you can get margins of a couple percent, or you can have up over 50-60%. It really depends on the nature of what the card is.
So certain cards, you can actually make more money than the average profit margin.
You can. And interestingly, what the average value is of a gift card, I had no idea what they were going to say. Do you have any idea?
Oh, the average denomination on it?
Yes.
25.
100.
I would say 25.
25? Anybody else?
100.
50.
50. Close. 42.
42?
Michelle,
I'm going to give you
Michelle
guys
gets a gift card. Anyway, what we also saw is that along with the rest of the ad specialty industry, people thought that 2010 was much better than 2009, and they expect the year that we're in now to continue to be well. They anticipate an increase of 11%, which is very much in line with what we saw expected for the rest of our industry.
Well, Andy, I know Counselor has reported before, has written some stories on how to make money with gift cards. I mean, one tactic, obviously, is to find a gift card that offers a great margin. But even for some that don't offer maybe as higher margins, what are some ways that you can be really profitable selling them?
Well, there's a couple things. There are some suppliers that definitely work with distributors on margin. They plan for what they call breakage in the gift card industry, which is the amount of gift cards that aren't redeemed. So to them, that's money that they don't then have to shell out, essentially. So they can charge distributors less than face value for gift cards, knowing that there's some breakage rate in there. So there are some suppliers that will work with you on margin, and you can actually get some margin. The other point I would make is that you're a service provider, and if you have a good client that wants gift cards, yes, you might not get the margin of 40% that you get on some of the other deals, but you provide a service and you can get them for your client and continue to expand that relationship. So that's something that you should know is in your sort of product arsenal in a way.
You can also use gift cards, like upsell them with other products.
Absolutely.
Put a gift card in a basket with a bunch of other products or whatever.
There you go, Kathy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Joe's got his hand up.
Larry, did the supplier see any upside from the recent legislation that says that the gift card can no longer expire?
None of them said anything about that.
Okay.
They didn't. I don't think they're making the point known particularly well. I don't think they're pushing the value of them as well as they could, given a lot of them only have gift cards. So it's obviously the key part of their business. But there needs to be more effort made to get the message across that these things have value. For interest, what was interesting, too, is that only 42% of gift cards are branded. So the rest are just a standard card that someone gives out. So the opportunity there to put the logo on it is gone. Now what some do is they brand the sleeve instead.
Yeah. Right.
But that's not quite the same thing because people take the sleeve, they toss it, and it's gone. You're missing the value of making the impression when you don't brand the card.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Larry. And we can read more about this. We'll be covering this survey in future editions of Counselor and Advantages.
It's on ASI Central as well underneath the research tab.
All right. Thanks very much, Larry. Kathy, first of all, you're headed off to where?
Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. But before you leave, you're going to tell us some radical principles to transform
your business. Yes, before I leave, I have to impart some wisdom.
Yes, please
okay.
do.
So this is all about looking forward, which makes sense. And the author of this article says to start with certainty and look at current trends to see what's coming. And he gives a couple of examples. Apple, for instance, accurately saw the trends of accelerating bandwidth, processing power, and high-capacity storage, and used them all to create the megahits iPod, iTunes, iPhone, and iPad. Meanwhile, Polaroid, Kodak, and Motorola spent years clinging to analog models while their competitors triumphed, grasping the arrival of the digital age. So you have to look forward, obviously. Anticipate, again. Base your strategies on what you know about the future. This is about asking yourself, what are the problems I'm about to have? What problems will your company be facing, and what problems will your customers be facing that you can help them provide solutions for? And third is to transform your business using technology-driven change to your advantage. Ask yourself, how can I expect my own field or business to transform in the next few years? And equally important, how can I give my current and future customers the ability to do what they can't do but would want to do if they knew it was possible? So it's all about looking forward and using all these to your advantage, all these upcoming trends.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. And we're going to pause welcome. Now for a message, a special message about the Counselor Awards Banquet.
Thank you. I wanted to let all the listeners know that next month, on May 18th, we will be holding the annual Counselor Banquet during the ASI show in San Diego. This year's event at the San Diego Air and Space Museum. This event is a great opportunity for all to gain exposure to an elite group who will be attending the banquet. You can also sponsor the museum rides during the cocktail hour and after dinner. For an example, there's a 4D theater ride that has effects synchronized to film production, 3D and 4D Zabel theater, and it will allow you to immerse in the fun and have the attendants ride the rides. All award sponsors are open to distributors and suppliers. Each sponsor will receive an ad in the banquet program, signage at the event, and on the web. And our president and CEO, Tim Andrews, thanks each sponsor individually from the podium. So please contact me if you're interested at 800-546-3261 or ekohler@asicentral.com. Thank you.
All right, and that was ASI Magazine's Ed Kohler. Thank you, Ed. We're going to take our call-in questions right now. Again, we're going to take your calls on how to set prices and for maximum profitability, and call us at 215-953-4979. We'll put you on the air if we give you a Visa gift card. On line one, we have Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie, what's your question?
Well, my question is that I don't really want to play the game of cutting my prices in order to get customers because I really feel like it sets a bad precedent. So I need some advice on how I can set my prices that I can make the most money, but I won't scare off my clients.
Well, first of all, I think you're very wise not to cut prices. Is that right, Andy Cohn?
I was just sitting back taking it all in. Yes. Yeah, you certainly don't want to cut your prices.
Especially in this environment. I mean, we're not in a cost-cutting mode right now.
Well, I don't know that I'd necessarily agree with that. I think customers still are a little bit.
But it's not a wise strategy.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. What I would do is figure out your total expenses, make sure that you're calculating in all of your company's fixed costs and non-fixed costs into the prices that you're setting. And basically look for the 40% margin. You know, like Larry said, out of our State of the Industry survey, shows that about distributors generally get about 35% profit margin on most of their deals. So, you know, I would shoot a little higher than that and try to prove your value to clients. You know, if you're just dealing in bid situations or clients who are cutting costs, then, you may want to figure out if you can give up a few points. But for the most part, I would just try to prove your value over just the commodity that you're providing. You know, how else can you price in your services and the delivery that you have and everything else?
All right. Hope that helps, Katie. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling us today.
Thank you.
On line three, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I'm glad you answered that question. That was one I had on my mind, too. So I'm going to ask you a little different question about selling gift cards that you were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
I had been looking at stats, and I think they were from ASI, but touted especially by the candy sellers that monetary gifts are not as well remembered as a physical gift might be.
Yep.
And how do we convince people they should just give a gift card? Because some people feel it's an easy out because it's not personal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that what we found in the study is so many aren't personalizing the cards when they can, so it kind of works both ways. It's money because it has a value. You can use it towards the purchase of something else. But if you brand the card, if you get the client to put their logo on it, then you've got a very tangible reminder of the company, and it's what our industry is, and I think that's what isn't happening now and should happen going forward to really push gift cards forward.
And include, I would say, a personalized letter by the company's CEO or whomever is appropriate, I think would be mm-hmm. good too. And what Kathy talked about earlier is packaging mm-hmm. with other items, and items that you won't spend or right. use is really key. I mean, what
right,
would
like, Joe's talked about this in the past too. If you give them a gift card for the movies or whatever, package it with promotional popcorn. Even microwave popcorn, that would be a great self-promotion.
Yeah, most movies love it when you bring in your own popcorn.
Just carry a big bag.
No, you have the popcorn at home, Lars.
All right, Bob. Well, I hope that helps you there.
Yeah, I agree. It's the branding. That's what we have to sell.
Yep. All right, well, thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line for your gift card. And on line two, we have Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I guess like everybody else out there, I'm dealing with rising prices, and I'm trying to walk a tightrope basically between keeping my prices competitive and but not being outbid. And I'm just wondering if you could give me any advice on how to go about doing that.
Brian, I think Andy alluded to this a little bit with an earlier caller in terms of showing your value to a client. And Andy, I think in council recently, you talked about all the other services that distributors can provide to clients to really show their value beyond just a seller of promotional products. What were some of those things?
Well, some of the other things that I think you're alluding to are things like website design and fulfillment and company stores and extra services like that.
Logo design.
Yeah, certainly any kind of design elements that you can help certainly small businesses with. If you're dealing with smaller clients, that would help them, and help you expand the relationship. As far as straight pricing is concerned, I think you have to be competitive today. You can't just be over charging for against what all your competitors are doing. So I would try to find out what others are doing as far as pricing is concerned, get that as sort of ammunition in what you can charge.
I think you can charge more though for things that make people's lives easier.
Sure.
And products with high perceived value. I think mm-hmm. anything that kind of lightens the load on people and makes
useful
what they
products.
Do. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I think you can charge more for that.
I also think it's hard. If you're in a situation where a client is viewing promotional products as a commodity, then that's a tough situation to be in. That's more of a bid type of deal where they just want the 500 T-shirts and they don't necessarily care what they pay for them. If that's the kind of situation you're in, then you're going to give up margin. There's nothing you can do about it almost. But if you can expand the relationship like Melinda was talking about and offer other services and get a little deeper in with that client, then that's when you can prove your value and show that it's a little bit more, it's more than just a commodity.
I would say that, find out what they want their products for. Why do they want those 500 T-shirts? If it's for a 5K walk, volunteer there. Mm-hmm. Say, I'll go mm-hmm. and help you register people. Mm-hmm. If it's for a golf event, tell them you'll go and work the golf event for them. Offer those services.
Set up a registration website.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. All those little things you can do that, they might not have enough staff or might have to pay someone else to do that.
Right, Joe.
Kind of just volunteer that service.
And I would also say to
Did Joe just take your point?
No, to use a good, better, best approach too, if you're showing them T-shirts, show them what they're going to get for this, cheap amount and medium and higher end. And usually when they touch and feel and try on the product, they see that the higher quality is better.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Brian.
All right,
and stay
you.
On the line for your Visa gift card. And on line one this morning, we have Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
You had a comment as well, I believe.
Yeah, I did. And I guess what's left after listening to everybody else's feedback is that I've been seeing, it used to be that you could get 50% margin. Now it's down to 40%. I've seen manufacturers adjusting their catalog pricing down, even items on a D. A C is great if we can get it anymore, but it's almost like that C is starting to dwindle down to a D. I'm just wondering, you're still thinking that people are able to get the 40% markup. I've had some clients recently who have had to price shop, and I'm not coming in the ballpark, and it's... I'm going up against larger companies who have better buying power or what have you, or who are willing to take that D right off the bat. And And I don't want to train my customers that way, but I'm looking to see if you're noticing a trend towards really that C becoming the D and maybe into an E. What's going on overall is what I'm trying to get a pulse for.
I'm working on the state of the industry issue of Counselor right now. And one of the questions we ask every year is how are your margins? And we're very consistently seeing that they're 33, 34, 35%. And that's right what it's been for 8, 9 years now.
So you're not seeing margins increasing?
No. Uh-huh. And that's the case across distributor sizes, too. It's fairly consistent. And I think the rule of about a third is very much applies. So while I'm sure there's some larger distributors that are cost-cutting, it's not the norm in the industry right now.
So, Leah, you're smart to hold the line.
Mm-hmm. And here, I think, is where your relationships with your suppliers come in play, too. If you have a preferred list of suppliers, maybe they work with you on the price or your profit margin.
Well, good luck, Leah. Thanks for calling in, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Hey, thank you.
And we have some Facebook and Twitter people writing in on this issue as well. Krista Miller Schlifflet says, how do you set pricing for maximum profit in an area that is more small town than the bigger cities? So she's living in a small town area, where people, I guess, are used to paying less for things. Kathy, I think your good, better, best model fits in there.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. And take into account the supply relationships, your good, better, best approach, and the fact that you're local, you're in the neighborhood. If they have any problems with their order, they know where to find you.
Yeah.
That goes a long way.
And, you know, the good, better, best thing works. I was actually last year in Omaha reporting a story for Counselor on, mm-hmm. and someone talked about selling to Warren Buffett in Berkshire Hathaway, and you would think that he'd be a deep-pocketed person because it's such, you know,
right.
successful company, but actually I guess he's very, very frugal,
right.
which is why I guess he has so much money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they said selling to him, you know, he wanted to buy umbrellas for his shareholders meeting, and they brought in the umbrella at the price he wanted, which was not a high-quality umbrella. Mm-hmm. Then they brought a better and a best one. And once he looked at them and touched and felt them, he, of course, he
right,
picked
that's a great
the most
example.
Expensive one.
Yeah, and so, you have to say, like, is this the way you want your company to, you know, your company's reputation to be known as giving out the cheapest product, you
right.
know?
Yeah. People are willing to pay more for quality when they see it, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily approach it any different in a small town as mm-mm. opposed to a big city or anything like that, or small company to big company. That's a great example for you know, Berkshire Hathaway. Yeah, you know, the margin is the margin, and that's not something you necessarily want to give up on. The size of the deal might be a little bit different between small company, small town, big town, but the margin, I don't think, and the prices shouldn't be any different. You know, the volume could be different, for sure, most likely will be, but the percent margin, I wouldn't give up on that.
Some companies last year who had to cut spending, I saw one trend was that rather than they would actually buy fewer items but more higher quality than, you know, mass mm-hmm. items, you know, so that's right. an option too, and then you're still getting the margin.
Yeah.
Here's another Facebook question. This is from Kashif Tufal Body. Hopefully I pronounced that name right.
Well done.
And here's a question we've never been asked before on the show. How would you use bed linens or bed sheets as a corporate promo wear? What are the options?
Michelle has ideas.
Yeah, oh, me.
Okay, so you actually
it has
have
to do with the bedroom. Michelle has ideas.
Yeah, I remember somebody did a case study, but I'm sure many other distributors have done this. For incentive trips and trips, getaway trips, like Kathy and her husband are going on mm-hmm. for, you know, top-selling salespeople, you have the sheets and the bed linens logoed with the company who's sponsoring and have the hotel put all of the linens in the rooms where the people are going. And
yeah,
they kind of tied in the whole message and
idea.
Even had a gift basket waiting on the bed, obviously.
Yeah, that's nice.
But they had the pillows. And I remember, I think the pillows that they used were the kinds that when you turn off the light, they glowed in the dark.
Right.
And that's when the logo showed up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Neat. Yeah.
Like that's a little scary, but... But so be it.
You can't get away from the company.
Captain Killjoy.
All right. Well, thank you for writing in with that question. All right. We only have time for a little, our favorite segment, which is our editor's favorite things of the week. Kathy Houston, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, my favorite product of the week, I think, is very timely because people are going to be starting to take a lot of road trips come the summer when the kids are off. And National Geographic Society, which I didn't even know was in the industry, but they are, ASI 73393 has a really great hardcover, lavishly illustrated book, Drives of a Lifetime, Where to Go, Why to Go, and When to Go. And it gives you all the information you need to navigate 500 amazing driving routes. And I think that's really cool. Perfect for tourism boards, auto dealers, car shows, travel agents. And you can email J. McFeely, J-M-C-F-E-E-L-Y, at ngs.org.
Very cool. Andy, before we get to your favorite thing, we have a few more callers, so we're going to take their calls. On line one, we have Susan, who has a comment. Good morning, Susan.
Hi. Yes, hi, everybody. Good morning. Good show today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment, when people are calling in and they're talking about price and how to beat your competition, so much of this is based on who your client is and their brand, mm-hmm. and how they perceive their brand. And I think we really need to understand the marketing end of things. And if we end up being the experts, so to speak, of brand and the marketing, we can obtain these prices. It's really about doing homework and understanding the industry. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because I find, for me, if I understand my client, know what their business is all about, and I have that going for me, they know it, they sense it, they hear the interest, and they go forward, and they don't so much look at the price as much as the service and that they're receiving. So that means everything to our industry.
That's a very good point, Susan, and thanks for calling in. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and thanks for calling.
It really is a great point,
a
you know, that the distributor can become the consultant for their client. If you can have that kind of relationship, then price is a secondary issue.
That's right.
The primary issue is goals and, you know, marketing objectives and what you're looking to get out of your promotions. And then the distributor can work on how you can, you know, provide solutions to those problems or those challenges or, you know, to those goals. And that's really where you want to get to as far as pricing is concerned, because then price is just not the primary topic of conversation.
That's a good point. On line two, we have another caller, Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
You had a question for us?
I do. My question in regards to profitability and margins is more toward the shipping costs going up and some of the setup costs going up. I just wondered what you see in the future happening with those.
And what do you mean?
I mean, I don't think that we could sit here and predict exactly what's going to happen in the future as far as what suppliers are going to do for extra charges. But I think the whole point is that distributors need to ask questions today. You know, as gas prices go up and shipping costs go up, suppliers are certainly looking to, you know, add on costs and set up fees and those kind of things. And so you can't assume anything. You have to ask for shipping quotes on everything and make sure that those shipping quotes, you know, find out what those shipping quotes include. You know,
That's right.
Is there anything else in there?
And make sure you relay it to your clients too and be
right.
honest about it.
Absolutely.
I would have to think that suppliers have to increase their shipping costs. They can't absorb everything.
As do distributors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something there. And, you know, some of the savvier ones, I think, are probably going to look for ways to get some of the margin back from commodity prices onto the shipping.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Lisa. And please stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Well, guys, this is a hot topic today. We're going to revisit this again on a show soon, because it's obviously something people want to talk about. Andy, there's time, though, for you to give us your favorite product of the week.
What was the temperature here yesterday?
85.
That's right. We were in the 80s, so that got me thinking of, drinking beer outside. So my product
of the week.
As
opposed to inside, like it usually is.
Exactly. My product of the week
the
is an Arctic Zone cooler that's available in 10 different designs. It comes from Leeds. It's ASI 66887. Great promotional item for any of the outdoor summer events, picnics, company barbecues, concerts, sporting events outside. Think of all those different clients that you have that are running events this year, this summer.
And we'll put a picture of that online at
ASI. The picture right now is online at
ASICentral.com/radio.
All
right. Joe Haley, what do you have?
I have external speakers for MP3 players,
so
for
laptops.
So when
Andy's drinking his beer outside, he can
plug in his speaker. There's two of them. They open up for a better bass sound. You plug them right into your unit, and you plug the two units together through this cord. They are...
Go ahead.
They're rechargeable by the USB cord as well, and they're great for any promotions geared to high schoolers, college students, or anyone who uses a laptop. So this is available by all-in-one.
All right, Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Okay, you have to go on the line and see the photo of Dard's new gourmet dessert line, the white chocolate popcorn.
Oh,
it looks so good. So that's my favorite product of the week. They have
maybe Dard will send us a sample.
I think that Dard should send
shout out Dard.
White come chocolate on, Dard. Popcorn, and they have milk chocolate caramel apples, and it's ASI 48500 tagmaster.net, and they look yummy.
That sounds awesome. All right, hungry. We'll see pictures of all that at asicentral.com/radio. Joe, I know you have something to get off your chest. I know you've given up being cranky for Lent, I think.
I did. So I did. We'll I had something.
Hopefully Lent is almost over.
We'll give you 30 seconds to get something off your chest.
Well, it was going to be something else, but right now it's Kathy. I don't know why she's giggling every time I speak.
It was Vinny.
Thanks, Vin. No, it's just, you know, it's registration time for soccer, and I get all the pinheads calling me at home because they missed registration, even though I advertised it all over the place. All their kids got something sent home in their envelopes. But they keep calling in, and they talk real slow. To give me all their information, to tell me what their problem is, and then when they leave their number, they speak as fast as possible, and I have to go back and listen and listen and listen. So this is advice to anyone, no matter who you're leaving a number for your dentist, your doctor, your client, a supplier, a distributor, please think about it when you leave your number. Say it slowly. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, Joe. We will do that.
As he says it really fast.
In the future.
Say it slowly.
All right. Thank you. We are out of time today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And be sure to tune in next week. Kathy will be back from the Cayman Islands and will tell us all about her
I'll
trip.
Tell you about the Bedlands.
And she'll be
her Irish tan.
Bronze and beautiful for the cameras.
That's
Have
right.
a great week, everyone. Thank you.